And welcome to an AvWeb Audio BizCast, traveling the world to bring you live updates from the European Business Aviation Conference and Expo in Geneva, Switzerland. Today's BizCast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer. Although business aviation is by all standards a bit player in environmental impact, the high profile of private aviation and public perception demands perhaps more action to mitigate its carbon footprint than other types of transportation. Embraer has embraced a factory-to-finished-product approach to environmental responsibility, and AvWeb's Russ Nile spoke with Embraer's Graciliano Campos about how business aviation can lessen its impact. The report comes to you from on location in Geneva, Switzerland.
We're with Graciliano Campos. He's the Director of Strategies and Technologies for the Environment for Embraer. A major announcement on an environmental offset program for customers of Embraer aircraft. Can you explain it to us?
Yes, we just launched the Embraer Executive Care Program EcoModule. We call it EcoModule because it's an acronym for Embraer Carbon Offset. It's an industry-first program that will provide full compensation for the emissions of those clients who sign up to it. The big differential of this program is that the customer has to do nothing more than sign up to the program in order to get their emissions compensated. Of course, by signing up to this option into the Embraer Executive Care Program, they will be charged for the amount of carbon emissions that they make, but no more than that. Embraer will not profit from the program, and Embraer will obtain the credits, the carbon credits, to use in this program from certified, reliable and audited projects.
How much can a customer expect to pay for the carbon offsets?
Depending on the aircraft model, it will be between 3 and 5% of the total maintenance cost.
Now, the carbon offsets, you said in the recent news conference, will be mainly to go into projects that you know, but I think everybody in the world is familiar with the problems with the rainforest in South America. Tell us a little bit about the projects that are going on there and how this will benefit them.
Well, we have decided to privilege projects and programs that will make forest conservation, forest preservation and forest recovery in Brazil. We have decided to do that, not only because of our natural links to Brazil, but also because our headquarters is there. It will be easier for us to audit those projects, to visit those projects, and to make sure that exactly what we require of them are being delivered to our customers. We will not make exclusive commitment to those projects. I mean, any project from anywhere in the world will be candidate for this program, but they will have to be projects in which we believe in and that we make sure that are delivering the carbon credits that we need.
Now, one company cannot solve all the environmental problems of the aviation industry alone. You've set out what you consider to be the issues and the solutions to the broader range of problems in the aviation industry. Can you outline those a bit?
Yes, of course. I believe that aviation is a major contributor to the world economy, and it's only a minor contributor to the emissions worldwide. I mean, aviation accounts for only 2% of the total man-made CO2 delivered each year. And it has already done a lot to improve those emissions. I mean, in the last 40 years, the emissions have been reduced by 70% in the aviation sector. We believe that there is more that can be done, and it will be done through improvements in operations, in procedures, and in technology that will lead to further efficiency increases, but the long-term future for a carbon-neutral aviation is in alternative fuels.
What kind of alternative fuels are you looking at? You mentioned a zero-emission alternative fuel.
Yes, we have a number of simultaneous programs researching alternative fuels ongoing in cooperation and in partnership with other aviation suppliers. We have pretty much right now a vision that ethanol, which is a very efficient and popular fuel in Brazil, is not the best fuel for aviation. And we believe more in some kind of biomass to liquids or coal to liquids process. And especially in biomass, we believe that the best alternatives today are biofuels coming from vegetable oils out of babassu and jatropha, which are very popular in Brazil. But we very much have a very big hope on the algae programs that are currently under research stage in other parts of the world.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Russ Niles speaking with Embraer's Graciliano Campos live in Geneva, Switzerland at the European Business Aviation Conference and Expo. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Learn more or subscribe at www.aviationconsumer.com.